He still thinks a humanoid breakthrough will take years. Unitary Robotics CEO Wang Xingxing predicts a major robotics breakthrough in 2 to 5 years. Unitary Robotics raised $900 million in its Shanghai IPO this week. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang and VC Vinod Khosla have also spoken on robotics ChatGPT moment. Even one of robotics' biggest names says that a major breakthrough for the industry may take up to a decade. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, August 21st. Here's what I'd flag before the open. Let's get into it. First, from Business Insider, his robotics company IPO'd this week. Next, second, from Morning Brew, Treasury's plan to boost bonds falls flat. Uncle Sam's attempt to give its Treasury bonds a not-so-invisible hand isn't working out as planned. Bessent's announcement on Wednesday that the buyback program would grow from $2 billion to at least $4 billion per operation followed a bond sell that pushed the 30-year bond yield, which moves opposite to price, to 5.32% on Tuesday, the highest level since 2007. The effect of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's announcement this week that he would raise the limit on buying bonds back from investors to support the U.S. bond market turned out to be as short-lived as your calligraphy hobby. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Markets. Tidal wave of AI debt grows as Treasury markets reel. Insight with Haslinda Amin 8/21/2026. Insight with Haslinda Amin, a daily news program featuring in-depth, high-profile interviews and analysis to give viewers the complete picture on the stories that matter. The show features prominent leaders spanning the worlds of business, finance, politics, and culture. Source, Bloomberg. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Markets. Making tech for the battlefield fuels 80% rally in Swedish stock. A small Swedish firm is Europe's best-performing defense stock in 2026, and Ascent, its chief executive, puts down to a third wave of military spending that's focused more on computer systems and drones than tanks and ammunition. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets. Day One seeks loan to fund Hong Kong data center ahead of US IPO. Day One Data Centers is seeking a $0.86 billion $237 million loan, according to people familiar with the matter, adding to the company's recent borrowing spree ahead of a planned US initial public offering. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Technology. Can AI solve online shopping's biggest problem? When was the last time you ordered jeans online and they actually fit? Brands hope that AI-powered tools will help deliver the perfect size, meaning happier customers and fewer returned goods. Sonia Wind explains how. Source, Bloomberg. And then, seventh, from HarbourFront. Evaluating the performance of AI-powered ETFs and AI/ML stocks, artificial intelligence has become a major focus in finance and trading. It is often portrayed as a transformative technology capable of consistently generating trading profits. But is this really the case? Reference takes a critical look at the performance of AI-powered ETFs, AI-focused ETFs, and AI/machine learning AI/ML stocks. Here is your end-of-day market recap. Indices all week, Bitcoin and miners strong, macro, bonds TLT 0.8% / dollar UUP plus 0.1% / VIX plus 7% gold and silver miners, AGDA plus, energy, cryptos lead aero and defense, biotech, solar, retail, builder, China lag out of. The box proprietary stock screen notes regarding the below lists, names trending above their value area on three different timeframes, uses volume at price market webs MW trading system, learn more can be utilized to generate trade ideas, names to watch / set alerts, and identify potential sector A, ND overall market themes, especially over time. The authors examine monthly total returns of 21 AI-powered ETFs, 44 AI-focused ETFs, and 42 AI/ML stocks from January 2005 to March 2025. Next, 8th, from TTG Trading. TTG EOD Market Review, Positions, Themes and Global Trend Portfolio. Up next, 9th, from Themarket Chronicle. S&P 500 negative gamma signals rising market risk. The S&P 500 fell by nearly 90 bp yesterday and closed below its 10-day exponential moving average for the first time since July 31. That could be important, as that moving average can at times signal a reversal in trend. It is also important that the index has now flipped back into negative gamma, which could mean volatility expands as dealer hedging flows move with the market. Based on my math, correlations rose again today, and the semiconductors appeared to see their implied correlations rise a bit faster as well. And then, 10th, from Todorisson, Vext Science earnings plus call notes $12.1 million revs $1.20 an op opens 6th Ohio dispensary, completes Arizona cultivation wind down, adjusted EBIT dealer grows for second consecutive quarter. Revenue of $12.1 million, level with Q1 2026. Ohio growth offset the planned Arizona cultivation win down. Adjusted EBIT dealer asterisk of $3.4 million, plus 22% from Q1 2026. Net loss narrowed 79% year-over-year to $0.3 million. Operating cash flow of $1.20 after a deliberate Ohio inventory build expected to support growth in the second half of the year. Opened Fairfield, the 6th Ohio dispensary. Completed the Arizona cultivation wind down. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.